We love having our children here. Hi, Nora. How are you? Good? Yeah? Hi, Kaya. Hi, Alyssa. Three? A lucky's missing. All right. Well, good morning. Thank you for coming up here this morning. I have two things in my hand here. Actually, three things, I guess. I have two pennies. Hi, Aura. Hi, Adeline. All right, we're looking up here. I have two things in my hand. I have two pennies, and I have, this is a fake flower. It's a fake red flower, okay? And, oh, there's Claire. Oh, hi, Cade. Come join us right over here. Alyssa's very nice. Thank you. Yeah, good spot. Excellent. Well, I want to talk to you about these two things I brought in. Two pennies and a red flower. First of all, the two pennies that I have here. So what can we do with these two pennies here this morning? Should we go out for lunch? No? You don't want to go out to lunch with me with two pennies? How come? It's not enough? Ah. So what could we do with these two pennies here? Do you have any ideas? You could do what? You could donate them. Good answer. Well, that's why I brought them here this morning. Don't these two pennies remind you of the woman that we just read about? Yeah? So I just want to remind you what I just read. Jesus was sitting, he was watching people put money into the plates in the church at that time. It was a temple, but it was the church. And some people put in large amounts of money. You might have heard that. But this woman that we're talking about this morning put in two coins just like this. Look down here. These are pennies. Do you see that? Wasn't a lot of money. That would have bought maybe a little bit of food for her. Even back then, it wasn't a lot of money. But Jesus said that she had put in more than anybody else. What a strange thing to say that Jesus said that. What Jesus was saying was that she gave everything that she had. Everything. You know, Miss Peggy said in the beginning of our church service, I don't know if you heard what she said, but she said that we would check everyone's pockets for the mite box this morning. All she had in her pockets were two coins. She gave everything that she had. Remember that this morning. Isn't that amazing to give everything that you had? Yeah. That brings me to this red flower. Reminds me of one of the reasons why we're here this morning, celebrating giving thanks. Does anyone know what special day it is today? Yep. What's that? It is Veterans Day. Good answer. That's right. This flower is red. We celebrate Veterans Day oftentimes with red pansies. We celebrate them with flowers to remember those who gave everything for us. There are people that did that. Not just two coins, but they gave their entire life so that we could have the freedom that we have. Why do you think it's red? What do you think that tells us, reminds us? Why a red flower? What's that? American flag, good answer. Yeah? It actually symbolizes blood, that a lot of people died so that we could have the freedom that we have. So today's a really special day in our church, and what I'd like for you today, at the end of our service, we're going to see some pictures up here of some people in our church that gave of their lives, some of the best years of their life, to serve us so that we could have the freedom that we have today. That's a lot to give thanks for, isn't it? And you know what? The greatest news is God also gave everything that he had. He gave his only son so that we could have eternal life. So give thanks today. There are some people who have given everything they have so that we could have peace and eternal life. Thanks for coming up this morning.